Maitreyuvacha.
Maitreya said, Prachetasaha, the Prachetas, Antaha, within, Udadho, the sea, Pituhu, of their father, Adeshakarinaha, the order carriers, Japayadnena, by chanting mantras, Tapasa, under severe austerities, Punaha, Puranjanam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atoshayan, satisfied. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. The great sage Maitreya said, the sons of King Prachina Barhish, known as Prachetas, underwent severe austerities within sea water to carry out the order of their father. By chanting and repeating the mantras given by Lord Shiva, they were able to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, purport. One can offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, but if one repeats the prayers offered by great devotees like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, or if one follows in the footsteps of great personalities, one can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead very easily. For instance, we sometimes chant this mantra of Brahma Samhita 5:29. Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha laksha vratesh surabhira bhipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra shatasambhrama sevyamanam Govindamadi purusham amaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desires, in a abode built with spiritual gems, and surrounded by millions of purpose trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. Because this prayer was offered by Lord Brahma, we follow him by reciting this prayer. That is the easiest way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The pure devotee never attempts to reach the Supreme Lord directly. The most important way to worship the Lord is to go through the disciplic succession of devotees. The prayers offered by Lord Shiva to Supreme Personality of Godhead were thus repeated by the Prachetas, who were thus very successful in pleasing the Supreme Lord. Excuse me. Here the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Puranjan. According to Madhvacharya, the living entity is called Puranjan because he has become an inhabitant of this material world, and under influence of the three modes of material nature, he is forced to live within it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead creates this material world, Pura, and he also enters within it. andantarastha paramanuchayantarastham. The Lord enters within the heart of the living entity and within the atom. Therefore, both the living entity and the Lord are called Puranjan. One Puranjan, the living entity, is subordinate to the Supreme Puranjan. Therefore, the duty of the subordinate Puranjan is to satisfy the Supreme Puranjan. That is devotional service. Lord Rudra or Lord Shiva is original Acharya of the Vaishnava Sampradaya called Rudra Sampradaya. Rudra Gitena indicates that under disciplic succession of Lord Rudra, the Prachetas achieved the spiritual success. Radha Rasa Bihari Ki. Maitreya Uvacha Prachetaso Antar Udadhau Pituradesha Karinaha Japayadnena Tapasa Puranjanam Atoshayan. Translation again. The great sage Maitreya said, the sons of King Prachina Barhi, known as Prachetas, underwent severe austerities within the sea water to carry out the orders of their father. By chanting and repeating the mantras given by Lord Shiva, they were able to satisfy Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maitreya speaking. Who is he talking to? Pidur. Talking in Haridwar. And we are sitting here in Mumbai. What he spoke long, long, long time ago is being heard now, today, by us. So that is the program of the disciplic succession. It was heard then and spoken and heard and spoken and heard and spoken and heard, and now we are speaking, you are hearing, and you will speak and someone else will hear. And that is the way. Srila Prabhupada is talking. That's one of the points Prabhupada is making here. Hearing in disciplic succession. You could offer prayers directly. But the most effective way is offer those prayers, repeat those prayers, recite those prayers which have been already offered or recited and recorded, listed, and they will be very powerful, most effective. Disciplic succession does the job of preserving the purity of the sound. One who controls the sound controls the world, it is said. Sound has a lot to do with, well, everybody's life. In the beginning there was a sound. Even in the Bible it says, in the beginning there was a word, and that word was with God, and then it's coming down. So when we hear those words, those sounds, those prayers coming in succession of devotees, sampradaya vihina e mantraste vifala mata. The sound, prayer, mantra outside these authorized Vaishnava paramparas is vifala. Vifala. Fal is fal, you know, fal, fruit. And vi means no. No fruit. One is vifala, other one is safal. Safal, vifal. Vifale janama goaino. Oh, I uselessly wasted my life. Manusha janama paya radha krishna na bhajiya. What did I do? Janiya shuniya vishakhainu. I only drank poison of mundane sounds, amongst other things. Sound is most effective. Of all the, well, there are different, all the senses feed, condition soul, well, condition or otherwise soul, yeah, the senses are there. And sense objects are coming into the pur, navadvare pure gehe. That is how the living entity is also getting the name Puranjan. Puranjan means one who resides in pur, Jagannath, Nagpur, okay, pur, yes. So there are Zazukanpur, pur. So we reside in a pur or puri, navadvare pure gehe, and that's why we are called Puranjan. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning this world is also, living entities reside in this universe, so they are called Puranjan. And Lord also, andantarastha paramano chayantarastham, andantarastha, within this Anda Brahmand, the Lord is also residing. As Garbhadakshya Vishnu, then Kshirodakshya Vishnu. And within this body also, body is compared to the tree. And there are two birds residing. One is us, the living entity, and the soul, and next to him is super soul. So both are residing in the body. Hence they are Puranjan, they are residing in the universe, in this world, so they are Puranjan. So we, the Puranjanas, we have body, we have senses, and through different senses, different sense objects are coming in, and they are influencing us. Senses are fed by different sense objects. Anyway. So the sound is fed through the ears. I was told by Bhaktivedanta doctors, they said, when the body dies, different senses, they begin to die. The last sense to die is the ear, they said. So sometimes you touch the person who is dying, no sensation. You even, your face to face, but he doesn't recognize you. Eyes are there, but it's not functioning. Nostril is not functioning. But one sense, the ears are the last one to die. So the way to communicate with person who is about to die is, what do? they shout in his ears. You shake him, you do other things, nothing happens. But you communicate through the ears. And there's some communication. So, while we are sleeping, anyway, I'm getting a little distracted. So sound is most important, most effective thing. The most pure, transcendental sound we hear, which is from the transcendental world, then that sound brings us back to the transcendental world. TWA, trans world. There's an airline called TWA, Trans World Airlines, in Canada, in America. I just traveled a long time. TWA, Trans World Airlines. They're talking about, they have no idea how, the transcendental world. Just the name. So the sound, sounds we hear through the disciplic succession are not sounds from this world. Why go that far? The sound that we chant all the time, which is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. This sound is not from this material world. Krishna, whose name is Krishna? Whose name is Krishna? Krishna's name is Krishna. Very easy. So where does he reside? Well, you may say, Andantarastha Paramanuchayantarastha. But Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta, originally, is residing in his abode. So the name Krishna and then Hare, that's Radha, these names are not from this world. They are from another world. So, japa yadnena tapasa, getting back to the very significant word from the verse, pituradesha karinaha, prachina barhi, he is a pita, father, and prachetas are the sons, and they are gone all the way, underwater, antaha, udadho, udadhi, dhi means sangraha, the store, ud as water, big body of water. They are in water and they are there with instructions of their father, and they are there to do tapasa, perform austerities, and what else they are asked to do? Japa yagyena. They are asked to do japa. They are asked to do chant the mantras. So as one chants the japa yagya, japa is also called manan. One definition is mananam. Japa is mananam. A group of words you recite over again and again and again and again. And not only you recite, you chant and you hear. But manan doesn't end with just hearing and chanting. There's something additional you do as part of jap. Manan is contemplation. getting thought process, thinking, there's thinking involved. Who was that? Gokarna. He recited Bhagavatam, and so many in audience, they were hearing Bhagavatam also. Dhundakari was there. He also heard. And after 7 days, Dhundakari, has one little helicopter from spiritual sky, and he was asked to board, and the engines were about to start. The speaker, hey, hold on, what's going on here? Thousands were in the audience were hearing Bhagavatam that I recited. But you, Haridasas, you are bringing only one person back to the spiritual sky. What is the difference? The same speaker, same message, same audience, same time, place, circumstances. So many things similar or same. But only one person going back and others are staying behind. What is the difference? And the Haridasas, they had to say, the difference is this one person. Well, others, they heard. I spoke and they heard. But as soon as the hearing ended, well, everything stopped there, frozen. They did nothing with the subject matter which they had heard. They were out of the gate and immediately they were in another world. They were on the phone, they were doing this, they were... And next morning, of course, they came again, they were hearing. And as soon as Katha ended, they were off. But there was one person in the audience, that is Dhundakari. His real Katha, assimilation of Katha, digestion of Katha, the contemplation of Katha, his manan started after Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam or Mananam. Smaranam, Mananam, they kind of, they are in the same family. He was remembering all the time. And he was very desperate also. He was very, very eager to hear. And his goal was to, well, attain Lord, reach the Lord, realize the Lord. So after hearing, he was thinking, bringing those pastimes back to his heart, on his mind, to his mind, and contemplating, hearing, relishing, making them more condensed. He was doing mananam till, well, he had realization. He was kind of leaving his body, he was coming out of the bondage every day, and at the end of the day, he had only settled body, but he had taken shelter of a bamboo with the seven parts, seven knots. At the end of the day, 1/7 of the bamboo was blown away, and next day, and like that. So by the end of the 7 days, he was out of the body, out of the subtle body also, mind, body, intelligence, and then he was out of it. He was liberated by hearing and by smaranam chanting. These prachetas, they are doing two things mentioned here. Well, basically tapa and japa. What are they doing? Tapa and japa. Tapa, jap, tap, jap, tap. Kind of these two things go together. Jap, tap, jap, tap. So japa yagena tapasa. What is the outcome? If you are here, in 1 or 2 days you will find out what was the outcome of them hearing and reciting Pitur Adesha Karinaha. They followed the instructions of the Father, did japa, tapa, and they had darshan of the Lord. Suparna skanda arudho pitavasa mani grivaha. The Garud descended on the back of Garud, Lord, with his pitavasaha mani griva and what not. Bhrajata kapola vadano kinnara gita kirtihi. The Lord appeared. You are a darshan of the Lord. So you do jap, you do tap, and what is the goal? What is the goal? What is the goal? You must say love of God. God is love, love of God. Devotional service. That's more devotional service. You chant, what is the... What do you get out of this chanting? You are chanting all the time. Srila Prabhupada, what? Why do you chant all the time? What is the outcome? What is the outcome? More chanting. If you have chanted properly, you have attempted to chant offenselessly, then only more chanting. Otherwise, a day could come, unfortunately, there will be no more chanting. So there is a difference between chanting and chanting. But these Prabhus, these Prachetas, the way they have done this japa yagya and their tap, that Lord has come to see them. If you want to see the Lord, well, very tough. But if Lord wants to see you, damn easy. Whether Kardamuni, by seeing his devotion, his sadhana, his tapasya, Lord was pleased with him also. Lord descends. And by seeing Kardamuni, Lord's affection for his devotee, his child, his soul, Mama Amsha, his emotions have been aroused and Lord is full of tears, and not just few tears, handful of tears, but Lord, so much tears that the whole lake filled up with those tears, and that lake has become known as Bindu Sarovar. Bindu, bindus of what? Drops of what? Like there's a Prem Sarovar in Vrindavan, between Barsana and Nandagram, there's a Prem Sarovar. There is also Sarovar, the lake, made up of the tears of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna's tears. Bindu Sarovar, the tears of Lord. Lord is so much pleased. Puranjanam Atoshayan. Puranjana is here, Puranjana Toshayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was satisfied by the Prachetas. So goal is to satisfy the Lord and, see the Lord, why not? Why not see the Lord also? Have a darshan of the Lord. And that, in fact, is a result, natural outcome. You chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You chant the name and the realization is, this name is Krishna form. There is no difference between this name that I am chanting and Krishna that I am seeing in front of me, or from sound comes the form. The science is, from the sound, from shabda comes rupa. From sound comes lukewarm. So we chant, we chant, we chant, we become condensed, we chant here, smaranam, mananam, and then comes the form, the qualities, the activities, the pastimes, and finally abode from nam to dham. You start with the nam, name of the Lord, and you end up in dham. A lot of times devotees around the world, in the beginning they hear the name of Krishna, they get Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and soon where do they end up? They end up in dham. They are in Mayapur, they are in Vrindavan, they are in Jagannath Puri. From nam to dham. And they are welcomed there in the temple, Krishna Balaram temple. Would like to invite all the devotees. This morning, some of us were welcomed. You're all WIDC members were welcomed. Anyway, the thought crossed my mind was, one day at the entrance of Golok, will be announcement today. The new arrivals like to welcome Surdas from New Mumbai. Sachidanand Prabhu from. So it's nice. I mean, it's a good beginning. We are being welcomed into the temple, which is, in one sense, non-different from Golok or Vaikunth. But by this getting these invitations again and again, we are welcomed at the lotus feet of Radha Ras Bihari, and finally you are welcomed. Back home, back to Godhead. You know the story of the Kumar, Gopa Kumar, how he was welcomed back home, how he finally ended up meeting the Lord, and the way he was greeted by the Lord. Lord has so much affection for his parts and parcels. Lord wants us back home. It's not possible that only we want to go back to Godhead, but Lord is not interested in us coming back to Godhead. What are the chances of then us going back to Godhead? We want, but Lord is not interested, he's not even thinking, and there's no plan, it is not on his mind. Then what chances are there of us going back to? What is slim chances? Almost nil. So there are two parties. And more than us is Lord. Lord wants us up there. Lord is missing us. Then we miss him. And because he misses us, he does come down to this world from time to time. Again, he's going to be coming on 22nd of which month? Today is August. Okay, next month. Next month. Again and again he comes. Sambhavami. Why does he come? Why does he come? Paritranaya sadhunam. You all sadhus, all these devotees, his parts and parcels, all his anshas are, he wants us to bring us back to, sometimes, well, the ministers go to prison house. Why? To bring this imprisoned citizens out of the prison. But these days they also go for some other reasons. And who knows who has to go. Then Prime Minister has to go in to bring them out. But this example used to work, I think, 20, 30 years ago. Minister only went because of their compassion for the citizens. They wanted to bring citizens. Tell them the life outside the prison, you know. You could also be the free citizen. You could have. Why are you suffering here? You don't belong to the prison. You belong to out there, and encouraging them how to come out. So that's the Lord comes. This whole world is big prison house, and we have been imprisoned. And what are the shackles? Who is binding us? Where are the ropes? I am free. What are you talking about? I am free. Are there bonds? Are there shackles? Hathkadi, bedi, is there? The three gunas. Prakrate kriyamanani gunam karamani sarvashaha ahankara vimuratma karta aham iti manyate. So, Lord's father also, Vasudev, he was imprisoned. And Lord said, please bring me to Gokul. But how could I bring? I am bound. But Vasudev, he went ahead. Okay, you say, I bring you out. Okay, here you go. And he lifted Krishna. And as soon as he lifted Krishna, accepted Krishna, embraced Krishna, what was the outcome? All the shackles into pieces. Same thing happens. As a living entity accepts Krishna, embraces Krishna, lifts Krishna, contemplates upon Krishna, chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Immediately that person becomes free from the bonds of this material existence. So Lord comes into this world to, He takes His birth to kill our death. Could we say that? The death is always bothering us. Hang them. Death is like a hanging. We are prisoners, we are sinners, done this, done that, so hang them every time. It's not a technical hanging like that with a rope. But dying every time, so many times. So Lord comes into this world to, He takes birth. He has nothing to do with the birth. He is Aja. He is Aja Govinda. He is Aja. Ja birth. He has nothing to do with the birth. But He appears. Why does He appear? To kill our death. So that no more death for us. That's the cause of His appearance. But then He appears once a year. Like that. I mean, we have Janmashtami celebration once a year. But, and for all whole world, one Krishna appears or appeared 5,000 years ago. But when we chant Hare Krishna, what happens? Any day, every day, any time, every time, wherever you chant. Yesterday I was wondering, we're flying. And as we were chanting in the flight, He was also there. I mean, it's quite 10 miles away up there. And there's bumpy rides, you know. These are this rainy season. Not smooth journey. So, and we're feeling, we're chanting Hare Krishna, and Krishna was there. Where we were sitting, Lord was there. So it doesn't matter whether you chant underwater these prachetas you are doing, or on the ground you are chanting, or you are in air you chant, is there any place where Lord does not exist? Andantarastha, paramanuchayan, that is everything covered. Everything covered. Andantarastha, paramanuchayantarastham, meaning Lord is everywhere. And as you chant His names, then Lord makes His appearance. Only things we had to chant like that Gokarna, the way He was chanting and hearing, He was desperate and He was fully there. When there was katha going on or chanting is going on, He was very much there. He was nowhere else. He was nowhere else. He was very much with the Lord. So chanting Hare Krishna time is our time with the Lord. We say we are appointment with the Lord. So we chant Hare Krishna, we are kind of giving appointment to the Lord. Lord comes knocking at the door. But we are not there to receive Him. You called me and you have gone out of station, out of your mind, you are spaced out, you are elsewhere. You called me, so I have come. Where are you? So chanting time, this japa yajna time is offering. Yajna means offering, right? Swaha, swaha. So what are we offering when we are doing japa? What are we offering? What are we offering? Well, we are offering our existence. Everything we offer unto the Lord. Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishor or Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraj. We are doing as we are chanting Hare Krishna. Lord is very much, we make offering. Kayena Manasa Vacha. Our Kaya is of course very much there. Vacha, we are chanting. Body is there, where Vacha is there. And the mind, the most tricky thing, is the body is there and chanting is also there, but the kaya, vacha and mind is lot of times not there. And this is how then we get kind of disconnected, short circuit. Yajna, offering is not made because mindless chanting, mindless anything, then offering doesn't reach. So with the body, swaha, the body offering, the speech offering, swaha, mind also offering in service of the Lord or in chanting, in hearing, then if the yajna, japa yajna is done properly, we do say it's easy thing, but at the same time it's not that easy because of the crazy mind that we have. It is easier, they say, easier to conquer the world. It is easier to conquer the world, more difficult to conquer the mind. So those who conquer the mind are the heroes. Then, param vijayate, then the victory. Vijayate sarva indriyani krati. That glorification of the holy name says, you hear the holy name karna vibarai and then reaches your heart. Reaching heart, why do we say reaching heart? Why not reaching stomach? reaching liver or reaching... Why reaching heart? Because soul is there. Soul's presence is felt all over the body, consciousness is all over the body, but the seat of the soul is in the heart. So Karana Vivaraya, through the ears, the holy name is reaching, Lord is reaching the heart, and there's a meeting, there's a union of the soul and Supreme Soul. And then when that meeting takes place, how do you know that meeting is taking place? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Oh when would that day come? That while chanting, what happens? The tears and voice getting choked up and other symptoms. Sometimes in public it was not possible for gopis to, you know, meet and talk Krishna directly. So when they see Krishna, first thing they do is they drink him. They drink his form. They open the window and take Krishna in. Bring him to the inner chamber, to the heart. And as soon as Krishna is in, they close the eyes, window, and they are themselves with the Lord. And when they are meeting the Lord in the heart, what happens? Their bodies are trembling, and shaking, and they are rolling on the ground. What does that mean? So inside, they are meeting the Lord. There is union taking place within. And the symptoms of that meeting of the Lord and the soul within are manifested at the physical level, and trembling, standing, hair standing on the end, and sometimes laughing, sometimes crying, tears, stunned, motionless, and all these symptoms are there when there's a meeting of the soul and Supreme Soul. So chanting of Hare Krishna, this Japa Yajna, the chanter is a bhakta. Should we be stopping now? So chanting, the chanter is a bhakta, we say this. And the holy name is Bhagavan. And when we chant with full attention, kaina manasa vacha, this is bhakti. So Bhagavan in the form of the holy name, and the chanter, the soul is chanting. It's not lip chanting. It's not snik snik hare hare. The chanter is who chanter? Chanter is the soul. Soul is the chanter. And what is he chanting? He's chanting Lord. Lord's name. And when he does this with full attention and no offenses, etc., lots of precautions are there, then this bhakti or chanting with devotion, with attention, unites Bhagavan and Bhakta, the soul, the chanter, and the holy name, and then more and more things happen there, as we would come to know in next few days, as these prachetas are chanting, they are doing japa yajna, and from the name of the Lord, they are going to the form of the Lord. The form is appearing before them. Name takes the form. From name comes the form. Name is complete. Abhinnatvat nama namino. So certainly Prabhupada is talking about receiving prayer or a mantra in the disciplic succession. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra for sure is very much in the disciplic succession. Brahma, when he was asked by Narad, now the day of, the black days are here, the dark age is here, which mantra should be chanted? And Brahma said, Narayan, name of Narayan, Lord's name. No, could you please be specific? So many names, the Sahasranam also. But could you say the mantra? Could you please say? And then Brahma said, Om. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Iti shodashakam nam nam kali kalmashanashanam nataha parataropaya sarvedi shudrashyate. So this is Brahma speaking. And then Brahma, Narad, his disciple and son. And in that disciplic succession we have received this powerful prayer, powerful mantra. And then personally Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. He makes himself the part of this unbroken chain of spiritual masters and disciples. And he emphasizes this chanting so much. And then he has set this example. And so that mantra has reached us. That mantra is here to touch us, to revive us. And this is the mantra that we should be propagating. And the future is with this mantra. This mantra, which has reached us, is going to be reaching every town and every village of the world. Moranam. Moranam is Lord's name. It is not peacock's name. Moranam. Peacock's name is not going to reach every town and village. Peacock also may become famous because it's next to Krishna. But the name of Hare Krishna Mahamantra will reach every town, every village. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did the foundational work, Sankirtanaika Pitaro, in that disciplic succession. Srila Prabhupada, he delivered this holy name to the people all over the world. When he went to the West, what did he carry with him? He carried Bhagavatam, the sound, pure sound of Bhagavatam, Leelas and abode of the Lord, description, and he carried the holy name with him. And because it was pure in quality, it became effective and it is spreading and propagating more and more and more. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki. Also in month of August, September, in fact, month of September, there's a World Holy Name Week coming up. And that coincides with Srila Prabhupada's America visit of America. The ambassador of the spiritual world went to America. What did he carry? As we mentioned, he carried the holy name. So we want to... This had been going on, the World Holy Name program. And today we are going to be talking a little more about that during our WIDC meeting. But get ready, starting from 10th of September through 20th of September, 10 days of the whole around the world. There's a program, global program of Vishwa Harinam. It used to be Divas, it used to be day, now it has been expanded. Now it's becoming 1 week or 10 days. Time for chanting, lots of chanting, Nagar Sankirtan, lots of Japathon, Japa Marathon, or chanting for 24 hours non-stop. Vrindavan Temple does that. 365 days, your temple could at least do for one day, 24-hour kirtan, and involve a lot of people, more and more people into chanting of Hare Krishna, so that this pure sound from spiritual sky reaches more people. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Radha Rasbihari Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.